A sow that gives birth to a large litter may not be able to feed all of them. Giving the small ones supplemental nutrition can improve the survival rate on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It doesn't matter what you grow. It doesn't matter how many acres you farm. What matters is that you're there when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Outstanding education, technology, innovation, and some of the greatest minds in agriculture all in one place. Commodity Classic is for every farmer who wants to get even better and even more profitable. And that would be just about every farmer, right? Spend some farmer time in Anaheim, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Piglets that are born smaller and later than their litter mates are at a disadvantage. They can't compete well for milk and are most vulnerable to chilling. Offering a supplemental source of nutrients those first few hours of life can improve the piglet survival rate. John Patience is a professor of applied swine nutrition at Iowa State University. He says it's critical that they nurse as soon as possible to absorb colostrum from the sow, which helps protect them from environmental pathogens. Once they've had some colostrum, there are a number of ways to get nutrition into the piglets.
There is the idea of cross-fostering maybe to a sow that has not had as big a litter, so she has extra capacity for piglets. It can also be a nurse sow that has weaned off her litter. And then the third option is an artificial milk replacer of some kind that we can provide to the pig in a number of ways.
The best way to ensure piglets get the milk replacer into their stomach is to use a syringe and put the liquid on the back of the piglet's tongue, which stimulates it to swallow. The more common method is to put the milk replacer in a dish in the farrowing crate. Depending on your resources, Patience says balancing cost and labor to feed the small ones can be a difficult decision.
The little piglet, just after birth, is used to nursing every few hours. And that means if you're going to feed that pig artificially, then you need to provide it with this product every few hours. So in many cases, the cost and the labor becomes prohibitive.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about supplemental piglet nutrition at agriculture.com.